Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. This morning, Alan, we're going to start with President Trump saying he might accept dirt from another country on his potential Democratic rivals if offered, raising new questions and concerns about foreign influence on American elections. He made those comments in an Oval Office interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
Well, it is against the law. Every reading of the law says so. And when questioned about it, the Attorney General of the United States, who has been nothing but a supporter of this president, says you'd have to call the FBI. Trump, for his part, says, I'm not going to call the FBI. If everybody called the FBI every time there was something like this, there wouldn't be enough FBI to cover the whole thing. Of course, we know that there was this allegation that he knew about the famous Trump Tower meeting. We know from Michael Cohen that he did. Michael Cohen has been dismissed as a liar and as a prisoner. And his son, who was at the meeting, says that he never told his father. So there is this dissonance between him and Cohen to begin with. And now we have the president saying there's really nothing wrong with not calling the FBI if you've been asked to do something like this. Well, of course, that indicates a defensive position. So he says he didn't know. The son says he didn't tell him. But if he had, there'd been nothing wrong with it. Are you following me, David?
Indeed. And following, too, that we talked about this executive privilege. You said he would declare that most likely when it came to the census question.
Well, they're scared about that one, too. They don't want to have a defeat. We're about to see the Supreme Court of the United States rule on that question. And my bet is that they're going to rule in favor of the president and the administration in saying they have the power to do that. I may be wrong, but I suspect I'm right. And we're going to be down that road as the Supreme Court is called on to adjudicate many of these cases that are going to be coming up. And we'll see. But I hope I'm pleasantly surprised.
Will the surprise be as the Justice Department seeks to question the CIA officers in the Russia inquiry?
Well, David, they are under such pressure in the Trump administration that they have to come up with a false narrative. And their false narrative is exactly that. They are saying there should never have been an investigation in the first place. There was wrongdoing about the FBI. This is known as propaganda 101. Goebbels, you just keep on saying stuff. You say it over and over again. And pretty soon, somebody begins to believe it. Now, if you have a base of about 35-40% of the American people, you know they're going to be a lot of willing listeners.
Then you have the specter of Hope Hicks, the White House aide, set to testify behind closed doors before the House Judiciary. That's going to happen next Wednesday.
When she left, I remember talking to you about this, David. I said, something's going on. Something made her bail from the White House. And I suspect this is tangled up with all of that. Now, a lot of people in this administration who are being called are saying, no, the president told us not to go. The oversight branch of government isn't really the oversight branch of government. They don't have the power to do this. Their motives are bad. That's the narrative that they're putting out. But we know something was going on, and now they have Hope Hicks about to testify. We'll see whether she's going because she's been assured of a good deal or whether she's going because she's scared.
Alan, did you see that House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler predicted that former special counsel Robert Mueller will testify before Congress way before the end of the summer? He said that on MSNBC.
Well, you know, I hope he's right. I think Mueller has played his cards very carefully. Nadler has every interest in having him do that. What's the harm if you predict it and it doesn't happen? If you predict it, maybe you are going to help make it happen in terms of expectations. I'd certainly like to see it happen, but for some reason, we haven't seen it yet. Now, do we know what's going on in the background, what those negotiations are? We don't, and we'll have to see.
The protests going on in Hong Kong, and they have postponed an extradition debate again, at least another day. The issue, of course, of folks in the city worried about being sent to mainland China.
Listen, this is a dictatorship, China is, and they are not going to back off. They want everything under the aegis. They don't want to start making special exceptions for Hong Kong or anybody else because that's the nature of dictatorship. You don't let anybody do anything. You control everybody. So that while you have these people who have reached a point of desperation where they go out in the streets, folks in Hong Kong, and you get maybe a million people, that's a lot of people out in the street, hundreds of thousands in any case. It really is a mark that they're willing to put up with the potential. Think about this. You go out in the street there, potential for death or for dismemberment. You know, you think, okay, they're using rubber bullets. Rubber bullets always precede real bullets. And then How about the water cannons? Get hit by a water cannon, I don't think you'd be a happy person. But they're willing to do it in order to preserve democracy. And in this country, there's a question as to whether we're willing to lose democracy and whether people will ever go out on the streets this way.
Finally, the, of course, campaign for president has begun. We've been talking about it all along, but the money goes toward the advertisements. And the Democrats, this is from the Washington Post this morning, worry as Trump has unleashed money on the 2020 digital ads, which is about $10 million now. The money is flowing.
Well, you want to buy a lot of ads. The more ads you buy and the more space you fill up, because there's only a certain amount of space, the less the other guys can do. Clearly, from day one, Trump has been running again for president. He's been having these rallies all over the country. It's very unusual, but that's what he's been doing. So this isn't a big surprise. Look, this guy is underwater in all the states he won in. Right now, he's running way behind in a head-to-head with Joe Biden. Of course, it's not election time yet, but there's a very good chance that he could lose. And if he loses and he's on the outside, I suspect he's going to face criminal charges of one kind or another. So the old propaganda slogan that they've been using all along, lock him up, has turned around and may well bite him right you know where.